We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Graham, one of Michigan's great defensive players of all time, and has become a standout linebacker in the NFL this year, working his way into the top 50 NFL players, according to NFL.com, a list which has zero Detroit Lions on it. So it'd be good to have Brandon Graham wearing the Honolulu blue and silver, to be sure. He joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
Oh, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there. How are you?
Oh, man, you know, I'm doing good. Just about to work out in the next hour or so and just, try to enjoy all I can while, you know, this thing is going on right now.
So what's your feeling on this in terms of, I know you've kind of come out and said publicly, look, whatever the NFL says, I assume they'll be taking the proper precautions. Are you're ready to go?
Oh, yeah. It's all about trust in this. And, like I was just talking to a couple of my teammates, it's like we all got to trust each other to come in and take this thing serious, you know, and don't put each other in harm's way, because we all got families. You know, we're thinking about it on a deeper level, but, you know, we know what we're getting ourselves into because we committed to going back. I'm excited.
Are you back home in Detroit or are you in Philly?
I'm in Michigan right now. I'm back in Detroit.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Right now.
Great. One of the things I wanted to ask you, when you saw yesterday that they eliminated two preseason games, I'm sure you were really upset about that, huh?
I think they gonna do the last two towards the end, because I feel like, you know, since we didn't have OTAs, I know they're gonna try to, you know, gradually go into the season. So I'm excited to see like what else you know they got changed, because you're right, we are happy that we only got two now.
We're talking to Brandon Graham, a Crockett High grad, and, of course, Michigan back in 2010. What is it like to, I don't know, be at the team facility, work out? I mean, what is the new normal, or at least the current normal, to be an NFL player in this environment?
Well, I think right now, usually the love that you get, the hugs and stuff, you know, for me, especially for me, it's kind of different. You know, you really got to take your time. You know, I understand right now it's not a good time to be, you know, just really rubbing and doing all that stuff, you know, with each other. But I do know that when I get on the field, we're going to be playing against each other. So, you know, you're going to kind of feel normal when you're out there on the field. But, you know, majority of the times off the field, people going to not try to, you know, be in contact or do too much, you know, together like we normally would do.
Now, you talk a lot on the field. You got a great personality. People love you in Philadelphia. You got a new guy on the team that we kind of love here, and I'm sure he'll be very popular in Philly. Have you talked to Big Play Slay, and how excited are you that he's going to be a member of the Eagles?
Oh, yeah. You know, me and Big Play have been working out since last year. That was the first time I really got to know him, and we was always talking about, man, the Eagles could trade for you. I'm telling you, they want you. And next thing you know, that stuff came out. Man, I was so happy. And we started working out together during COVID, you know, a couple times. But, you know, we kind of stopped because, you know, I understand, you know, we both got families. We didn't want to put each other at risk. And but, you know, now that going into the summer, you know, we've been working out together, and I'm excited for him because he's going to give us the time we need.
Yeah, go ahead, James.
Go ahead.
And you know, he has to play well because, you know, the fans, they'll boo him if he's not very good either.
Oh, yeah, they know. But, you know, I think that with him intercepting Carson Wentz a couple times against us, you know, they know what they're getting themselves into. I really do believe, you know, it's going to be a good time for him, a fresh start. And I'm thankful that y'all gave us some of y'all treasure.
Well, I mean, Stoney kind of alluded to it. We loved him here in Detroit because of his personality and his play. He was a Pro Bowl performer, but off the field, he was a lot of always just a huge personality to talk to. And there's some feeling that that's why he's no longer a Lion, that they just didn't want his personality in this locker room. What is it like for you, who also has a pretty big personality? Is that in Philadelphia, that seems to be okay, where in Detroit it's not. So are you happy to have another larger personality in the locker room?
Yeah, I always talk about that with the Eagles. You know, I really do like how they bring in a lot of good character guys. You know, you're not always perfect with the guys, but, you know, you majority of the guys that I play with, I've been thankful to be a part of because, you know, we all kind of keep in contact. So Big Play is definitely going to be one of those guys because he that's going to fall right in love with Philly and what they bring to the table for him. So, man, thank you.
Now, Brandon, we share something, you and I, because I grew up in Philly and I hate the Dallas Cowboys. And since I've been here, I hate Ohio State. So let me ask you this. Which one do you hate more, the Cowboys or the Buckeyes?
Man, you know what? I really have grown for the Buckeyes a little more, too, because we haven't beat them, and I've just been like, man, I can't wait, you know, to that day. But, you know, right now I will just say the Cowboys because I love, you know, being able to beat them in Jerry's World. That's the best feeling.
There's
we're talking to Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles here on 97.1 at the Ticket. We were talking yesterday, Brandon, and I feel bad if we brought this up with you before because we don't mean to always bring it up, but we brought up that Illinois-Michigan game from your final year at Michigan, and I'm not trying to bring back a bad memory, but is that your worst win ever?
Oh, I know. It was bad, man. It was bad. You know, but, you know, a win is a win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, because if we lose, boy, we're going to get bashed even worse.
But,
you know, sometimes
but
you,
I wanted
you
to ask you
some of those games.
But I wanted to ask you about Rich Rodriguez, because if for most Michigan fans, that is a chapter of Michigan football they would just as soon forget. But that's your college coach, and I understand why there would be loyalty, and I know he was more of an offensive coach than a defensive coach, so maybe you didn't have a ton of memories of him. But what is your relationship like with Rich Rod? Because a lot of football players, you know, they keep in touch with their college coaches for forever.
Yeah, you know, and it's the same thing. You know, we always, you know, always check on him and just see how he's doing, you know, because when he mess with you, you know, you can really talk to him. You know what I'm saying? So I was one of those guys that, you know, could talk to him because he was kind of antisocial. I seen certain things that he did, but, you know, I felt like for me, you know, knowing Rich and knowing how cool he really is and you know, it's just I really do believe that he just had a bad little time at Michigan that was a little too big for him at the time. And, you know, it was just – he was a good coach, though, for me, because he helped me stay fit. And, you know, I've met Mike Barwis, who I still work out with to this day. I'm thankful to be able to have him, too.
Now, so I was going to bring that up because somebody told me you've been working out there still, as you said, and with people including, like, Aiden Hutchinson, who plays for the University of Michigan. Are you a Harbaugh guy? Where are you with the program right now? Are you happy with it, except for the Ohio State thing?
You know what I like? I just feel like we need a quarterback. You know, that's been our biggest Achilles right there. You know, a quarterback that can, you know, lead them like a Trevor Lawrence, you know, something like that. Because we've been having the defense. We've been doing all we could, but we can't move the ball with all the receivers we have. You know, we got running backs now. The line is been playing a lot better. I really do like Harbaugh. I just feel like, you know, he just needed a quarterback, or I don't know what's going on that part. That's my biggest issue.
It seems to be everybody's.
I'm curious real quick. Stoney is a little bit older than I am, and I'm a little bit older than you are, so I'm certainly not trying to make it out to be like you're some old man. You're obviously not. You're a young guy, but you've been in the league now for a decade, which
starts
to become a long time in football. Are you at the point now in your career, Brandon, where you're changing your game at all? Are you looking to maybe win the mental battle as opposed to just the physical battle, or both? Or do you still feel like you've got the goods, you'll go out and play the same game you've been playing your entire NFL career?
Yeah, I still feel like, you know, right now for me, mentally, I try to stay ahead of the game. And, you know, I'm always trying to figure out what can I work on, the little things that I don't really pay attention to. And that's getting off the ball sometimes, the way my feet are, you know, I'll be really working on those things. And I feel like for me right now, year 11, I know mentally I'm going to be there, but, you know, I'm just trying to make sure I can run to the ball and stay active on the field and feel like I haven't lost nothing.
Final thing, as you know, the Lions have a new defensive coordinator, Corey Udlin. He was the secondary coach for you guys. What are the Lions getting with him?
You're going to get a great guy. You know, he's really a good coach. I feel like you know, he had a good time in Philly. I know that he had to make his decision, but y'all got a good one. I think that he's going to definitely change some things in there.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for the time. Have a good workout, buddy, and we will talk to you soon.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
There he is, one of the top 50 players in the NFL, Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.